Epilogue. Annette is sitting to the left of me. Renee is on my right. It's 2 months later, and I am on the outdoor stage at my 8th grade graduation ceremony. We're in those special seats for kids who win the big awards. It's about 900 degrees out, and my giant, poofy brown gown is sticking to my arms like plastic wrap. But even though the baking sun is slowly laminating me, I am happy. I've been thinking over this whole year in one gigantic rush, so I'm sure I've missed some key moments in the principal's speech. Suddenly, there's an awfully sharp elbow slamming into my ribs. Clap, Steven? Annette has that my boyfriend is from space look that I've been coming to know pretty well lately. I snap back to reality and realize that Renee is standing to get her certificate. This year's Outstanding Achievement in Mathematics Awards goes to Renee Albert. As Renee swishes back to her seat, and I must admit she can still swish in a world champion kind of way, Annette jabs me again, right in the same spot. I'm up. The Outstanding Musical Achievement Award goes to Stephen Alper. I walk toward the podium for my big handshake moment as Annette and Renee applaud wildly. I don't swish like Renee, but at least I don't trip over my gown and go tumbling off the stage into the front row. As I sit back down, I have to laugh a little. I may be the only kid in America who will ever clinch the Musical Achievement Award by skipping out on his big concert. I guess maybe my biggest achievement was learning that there's more to life than taking the big drum solo. One more elbow jab and I'm clapping again. I am especially honored to bestow our first ever Human Service Award to Annette Watson. Renee stands up, she's still clapping at top speed. Annette stops after her handshake and looks around. Just as Renee bends down to elbow me on the other side of my ribcage, I realize that I'm virtually the only person on the entire football field whose butt is still touching a chair. Annette has gotten a standing ovation. I jump up too, and the standing O is unanimous. Annette starts walking back toward us, and call me crazy, but I think I'm detecting some swishing going on. When she gets back to her seat, she reaches out to hold my hand. We're both totally sweaty, but I kind of like it. Before I know it, I'm getting a tremendous double-sided elbow attack. I jump up as I realize it's time for that hat-throwing thing you always see in the movies. For some reason, I look out into the audience to where my family is sitting, about 33 rows back. Jeffrey has jumped up too and is holding the brim of his baseball cap. At the instant I throw my cap up, he tosses his. There's this amazing moment when both are hovering maybe 20 feet in the air. I look at Jeffrey, and even though he's so far away, I know he's looking at me too. From here, I can barely make out the inch or two of new blonde hair on his head, but I know it's there. Just as our caps start to tumble back down, a huge cloud of balloons goes up. We're all cheering. Annette is hugging me, Renee is pounding on my back, my rents are on their feet too. The recessional music begins and we all start the shuffling out up the aisle thing. When I finally reach row 33, I want to stop and bask in the view of my mom and dad, Jeffrey, and my grandparents all standing together for me. But I also know that if I stopped, I'd get trampled by the 200 pairs of feet that are trudging along behind me, so I only pause for a moment. Jeffrey runs over to the aisle to slap me 5 and our eyes lock. He starts to speak. I can't hear the words over the shouts, the clapping, and the roar of the band, but I'm a good lip reader. I love you, Stephen! Suddenly, I'm blinking furiously like there's something caught in my eye. Before I have this mysterious vision issue under control, I'm about 20 rows past Jeffrey, so I've missed the moment for a quick reply. That's okay. I know Jeffrey knows how I feel. I know that in the middle of everything else that's gone swirling around us this year, I've been his play buddy, dropped everything for him, held his hand whenever he's asked. As I walk out of the stadium to the grass where my classmates are milling about, wondering which way to start the next big walk into our futures, I think about Samantha. She died without a sister by her side, but she also made sure that Jeffrey would live with a brother by his. And, of course, she showed me a thing or two. It's funny. I used to think that having a brother was the worst thing in the world, but now I know that not having him would be worse. He comes running out of the stadium behind me, ahead of my parents, and slams into my legs like a 3-foot-tall express train. I turn to him and start to tell him the words I will now, thankfully, have time to say. Jeffrey, I... We hope you have enjoyed this production of Drums, Girls, and Dangerous Pie by Jordan Sonnenblick, read by Joel Johnstone. This program was produced and directed by Robert Kessler, with music by Ethan Newberg and Nicholas Newberg. Text copyright 2004 by Jordan Sonnenblick. Production copyright 2006 Scholastic Incorporated. All rights reserved.
For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan 49417.